compared to Danamon. I think when you see in the Danamon trend, I think our by type of industry we show improvement. Next is the restructured loan portfolio. Because a lot of people ask us how much is our restructured loan. 2.8% over total portfolio, declining trend. So I think we believe we can improve further, particularly in 2017. Cost of credit, same trend, show a declining. The only COC high, I would say, in the DSP. As I said that our NPL currently is about 10%. A COC at a range between 8 to 9%, particularly for DSP. So anything that we improve this year will be a positive impact to Danamon. Every cent that we can reduce the loss in the DSP will be bring back to Danamon as a positive contribution. Next is our fee income. I think this is self-explanatory. Other than credit related fee income, I think if you take Danamon fee income over average asset among top 10 banks, Danamon stood at the highest currently in the industry. Now, other than credit related, area that we are focusing to grow is general insurance. Last year, general insurance, net profits is almost 428 billion. It's a very positive contribution to Danamon. The growth year on year impacted because of declining portfolio, declining loan in the auto financing. Not only Adira Finance, but from our other customers. But general insurance, I would say, is is a gem for Danamon. We will focus how to grow much more going forward. Currently, we are looking a lot of alternatives how we can promote more fee contribution, particularly for our general insurance. Next to it, you saw in the bank assurance, is our other focus, our target as well. So both general insurance to our own subsidiary and life business, I think partner with Manulife. Also, we focus a lot how to grow more fee income. So fee general definitely is our one of the key focus as well through our bundling product or cross-sell. With this, I think I would like to conclude it, share about 2016 results. Thank you.
Thank you, Bu Fera and Pashawa. Now we will open up the floor for questions. Do you have any questions? Just raise your hand. Pakmo.
Thank you. Mulya Chandra from Morgan Stanley. I have three questions. So first one on probably to Bu Fera on first one. Can you give us a breakdown on this tax expense here? So how much is it is basically for the redemption on tax amnesty, and how much is it that you forego on the tax court thing? Okay? Second question is on the, I think it's also relevant to Bu Fera, the NIM for 4Q jumped to 9.4%. So is it because of cost of fund or yield? Yeah. Third one on page 6, I think this is probably more relevant to Pashawa. So if we strip out SAM, the NIM is 7.5%. Question A is that is this going to be sustainable at 7.5%? And question B is that can you give us a breakdown of this 7.5% in terms of yield and the cost of funds?
5.1, yeah, this is just
the one.
Thank you.
I think it's fair to say if you take the account cost of credit, then it will be around just above 5%. But that also includes, I think, Adira's business. It's on a consolidated basis.
Yes.
And Adira, we continue to grow and we still enjoy the kind of yield that continues to prevail. It's unusual because I sit on the BOC of Adira Finance, and they don't seem to face the same margin pressures, the same yield pressures that a bank faces in the banking industry. I don't know why, but that is a good thing. I suppose it's a more credit intensive segment of customers. So when we strip the SEN numbers out from our consolidated numbers, I mean, frankly, I'll tell you, I like our NIM. I think it is still one of the better ones in town. Yeah. And you can also look further up the slide is that in terms of ROA at 1.8%, we are probably the best in class in town as well. So that explains that our business segment really beyond DSP, we have very strong underpinnings in Adira Finance, in retail, in SMB and in commercial. I think our margins in SME continue to prevail quite well, partly because yields, despite being pressured, the cost of funds has dropped off a lot more. And it came up because interest rates dropped. It also came up because of the changing composition of our entire deposit franchise in the course of the last 2 years. A lot of effort has been put in to rechannel the way we measure people, change their behavior. The drop in the deposit base was really a managed drop. The more expensive deposits go, and then the growth in the granular deposits and our regular time deposits, those bring forth a lot of cost savings for us in terms of a low cost of funds. And if you were to look at Adira Finance, they have continued to benefit from this as well, because when we do joint financing with them, when they borrow from us, they get a much lower cost base now as compared with, say, two, three years ago. As for the second question, I think 9.4% I more or less answered you the last quarter. We had a great...
Because I think the growth in across all our business. Okay.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I didn't get your first question, so...
The first question, I think, is about the tax expenses.
Oh, okay.
If I may go to slide number 4. I think I need to explain about this. I put a note there. We put a note there. You see the footnote number 2. The tax expenses one-time cost because of tax amnesty. Again, some of you, because you were late, let me refresh a little bit. We will be very fast. We participate tax amnesty program. By participating this under the law, mean their number will be excluded from tax audit until 2015. Now, we also have a tax dispute for the past tax audit, say in 2010-2011 at court. Under the law, if you have a dispute, say 200 billion with tax audit, so you go to court. If you fail in the court, the penalty is very big. Almost 48%, 48% for 2 years you need to pay. So usually no one wants to pay penalty. So we pay first and then go to court. If you win, you can claw back 100%. Now, for the past tax audit, both Adira Finance and Danamo, we do have all total together 456 billion. Our case was very strong, which is we brought to court. Because of participate in tax amnesty, we have to let go our right to fight at tax court. So with this meaning, what you have been paid, we need to write off. That's all. But what is as a shareholder or as an institution we gain? We will not be audited up to 2015.
That means we get 3 straight years.
Five years.
5 years a break from the tax authorities.
Audit.
You know, in this part of the world, when the tax authorities come through the door, they're bound to leave with findings. Because of the persistent difference in the way our accounting treatment is for fees, for amortization, for everything, as compared with how they see it. So there's never an alignment in thought between the tax authorities and the accountants. And we follow the accountants. You can't follow the way the tax people see how we should be paying our tax and treat our expenses or assets accordingly. So this is the part that's somewhat disconnected. And so every bank faces the same. You think our number, let's say you think it's big, look further down the road. There are many banks with much bigger numbers. So we took a concerted decision. Take a one-time hit, we buy ourselves a few years of pain. Because you go to tax court, you may have the strongest case.
But the tax audit, going forward, after tax amnesty, I think the tax audit will be much, much more severe compared to the past.
And it's going to be more difficult. Because banks have been, we all got letters. Every single bank got a letter to encourage us to take part. So we took part in this. we take a hit, but I think the future years we won't have any more
for up to 2000. It's a difficult decision because not many banks able to take this hit, because I know a lot of banks, particularly major banks, everyone have a tax dispute. No one can free from tax audit. When you have tax audit, you go to court if you disagree. So a lot of banks, they cannot take the hit because it will make the bank become a loss. For us, this is one of the reasons why we did public exposure today. Actually, we are ready by end of January or early of February. We discussed with our tax auditor, because this is for the past tax audit, can we deduct to the equity?
Against equity. In most countries, this will go against our equity, our reserves.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the accountants here don't think so.
Yeah.
So we decided, well, from the capital adequacy basis, it makes no difference to us. Of course, from the earnings basis, we take one
it's
time
impact.
Hit, but we buy us a few years of peace of mind.
This would be adjusted right away to equity. Unfortunately, the accountant standards say we must adjust all the past these to right away to the NPAT. The benefit is all the Danama and subsidiary, we will not be audited by tax office for the financial year up to 2015. Danamon, we were audited up to 2010-2011. So we still have, I think, 3 years not be audited. For Adira Financing, for Adira Insurance, they never even came and audit. But again, in the past, the discipline of audit is not there. If they want to come, they'll come audit you. If they don't come to audit you, you never have a tax auditor for many years.
But once they come in, they walk out with hundreds of billions in findings. You go and challenge them in the tax court. Tell me who has ever won before.
So
we took a hit because we spare ourselves the next few years of having it. Now those other banks who don't take a hit, we can't speak for them. But then we'll see what happens later when the tax amnesty period is over.
It's a very painful decision also for us to take this one time hit. I cannot disclose you because tax amnesty is not supposed to discuss publicly.
Yeah.
But I think for this...
But don't for a minute think that in the past we had issues with the tax authorities, therefore we've got to participate in tax amnesty. There's nothing surreptitious or anything that's funny with it.
Yeah.
Okay. That means that in the next few, the financial years
up to
2015, the tax authorities will not come in for tax audit.
Audit
us. So we are spared of the hundreds of billions that Adira Finance and us otherwise would be subject to. You can count on one thing, they'll come and audit one time or another. Every year without fail. But they usually do that a few years with
it.
Thank you. Sorry?
No, tax analysis is done already.
Done already.
Yes, it does. It's already paid. Because we paid, then we need to write off. The amount that we pay for tax amnesty, the penalty, it's not material. Actually, overall, together, we pay about 18 billion.
It's smaller than Vera's bonus.